Well, Ann Coulter is the best-selling author, the great columnist. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, Ann Coulter at Twitter, and get all of her books. If you haven't read any of them, just go to anncoulter.com. You can get everything there, anncoulter.com. Ann Coulter, how you doing?
Fantastic. How are you, Mark Simone?
Very good. So when Putin and Biden are Zooming, what do you think Putin thinks when he watches Biden struggle to figure out how to turn the microphone on?
I'm so glad you asked me about that. Well, I'm sure all world leaders, I mean, we had, I hate to mention it because it makes me sound like an adolescent boy, but we had the Biden passing gas at the big global warming summit to the point that, what was her name, Kamala Bowles, the prince's escort, couldn't stop talking about how it went on and on and on. So, yeah, I think all world leaders are a little concerned or giggling about it. Maybe they think, I mean, I guess America is a big enough ship that it doesn't matter. We will power on, even with a demented president. But the bigger issue is, I mean, it's not just Biden. It's half, maybe more, of the Republican Party who seem to think, for one thing, just as a general matter, that any American effort, time, or thought should be wasted on precisely where the border is in Ukraine, and in particular, the part that Russia is interested in has historically been part of Russia. They are Russian speaking. They want to be part of Russia. It would be as if, you know, Russia or Europe, you know, NATO were up. If you know, Texas or Florida decided to secede, and the U.S. government was going in and demanding that they come back and pushing the border. This is so not our business. B, by any logical calculus, we should be on Russia and the Ukrainians who want to be a part of Russia's side here. We're on the wrong side, but I mean, I've written about this before. Politicians just feel like, you know, they're international geopolitical chess players. As long as they go on TV and talk about something happening in another country, hey, buddy, your parent, your constituents would like prices to come down. Your constituents would like to get health care. Your constituents would like this nonstop stream of illegal immigrants across the border to stop. That's what voters care about. And yet, you know, you turn on TV and this is all Republicans want to talk about. How, oh, we have to be so afraid of Putin. And sorry, one more point on Ukraine. You just wanted me to make a few dementia jokes and move on.
I want substance.
But the other thing is, I was listening to my favorite network very briefly yesterday, MSNBC, and man, no one on that network remembers the 1980s. They can't get it through their heads that Reagan was president. He won the Cold War. There is no Soviet Union anymore. We're not, Russia is not this horrible, scary enemy that it was in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and through Reagan's presidency until he ended that threat. Now they're just one more corrupt government. There's no reason their main attribute is they have a lot of oil. But, oh, man, I mean, they did this throughout the Russian investigation. Oh, Republicans, you sure changed your tune on Russia. Yeah, it's not Russia of the Soviet Union anymore. Look at a history book.
Hey, do you think Putin has any genuine interest in seizing territory, or is this all just to gain something, get a concession out of us, or win something to go away?
Oh, I think he wants, I don't know that he wants all of Ukraine, but he definitely wants the portion of Ukraine that wants to be part of Russia. Like I say, it was historically part of Russia, and in that portion of Ukraine, they don't consider themselves fellow countrymen. The Russian-speaking Ukrainians consider themselves Russians. Now, some Ukrainians are obviously actual Ukrainians. I don't know if he wants to, if he would really seize all of Ukraine. Maybe that's part of the negotiating chip.
Yeah. I don't know if he was negotiating. You know, if he was really negotiating, Putin could have put some of those Hunter paintings on the wall behind him in his house, just to let Joe Biden know.
Yes, they are really something.
So, hey, explain to me what the Democrats are thinking right now. They've caused a massive crime wave of all kinds of crime in California. Now it's hitting Chicago, this mass looting with organized looters. It's going up. What do Democrats think when they don't they realize this is going to kill them in the midterms?
I would certainly think so. I mean, there are a number of ways Republicans can screw it up. I think Republicans will do pretty well in the midterms, given what you say, what's happening out there, particularly with crime. But they also have, and I would like to draw a metaphor here, they also know that they have the entire media covering for them, bucking for them, hiding information from the public. I mean, how do we know about the massive looting from Antifa and Black Lives Matter and now the smash and grabs and just open looting just in time for Christmas? We know it mostly from Twitter and watching videos on Twitter. It's not like you're seeing that on the evening news or on the front page of your newspaper. So they're counting on the media to cover up the results, the fruits of their labor. Unfortunately, it's hitting, you know, if your neighborhood is being looted, if your neighborhood store is being attacked, if you or someone in your family or your friends have been mugged, assaulted, raped, murdered, the media can't cover that up. But the metaphor I would draw here is to the Cuomo brothers, which we have not discussed. And I mean, it's kind of astonishing that just a year ago, liberal women were having sex dreams about Andrew Cuomo. Chris Cuomo could do no wrong. He's, you know, haranguing people about wearing masks and getting in fights with people when he's out in public. And, the golden boys, and aren't they adorable when they talk about mom on TV together? And bam, both of them nuked. I've written about this in my first book, Slander. Being sucked up to by the media and having everything covered for you does not encourage good behavior. You just feel like you can get away with anything, which is why I often tell people who aren't particularly political, if you don't care about policy, if you don't care or know Republican, Democrat, you just want clean government, you gotta vote for the Republican, because they may be inclined to have scandals, but they know they can't get away with it. Democrats,
that's a good point.
No, they feel like they can do anything.
Yeah. All right. I want a serious
answer. That's why you have these. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. I want a serious answer to this question. Who will be, out of Chris Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, Alec Baldwin, who will be the first to get a job?
Well, I don't. That's a good question.
It's a real stumper.
I, of course, am defending Alec Baldwin on this.
Why?
Because it was a prop gun. This isn't his job. Look, he made, because he was a producer or, you know, head of the whole production, he may ultimately be legally responsible, but It was so obviously not intentional. I mean, Andrew Cuomo knew what he was doing when he pardoned David Gilbert, a weatherman responsible for the death of police officers. And by the way, father of Chesa Boudin, the man who's destroying San Francisco. He knew what he was doing when he was moving COVID patients into the nursing homes. He knew what he was doing when he was covering up the stats on COVID. Chris Cuomo knew what he was doing when he was harassing, apparently, women at all of his jobs, something I've been hearing about for years, though I personally like him. He knew what he was doing when he was helping his brother. Alec Baldwin, no one thinks, oh, I got an idea. Let's shoot a real gun. I mean, I feel horribly for him. As much of a as many things there may be to complain about with Alec Baldwin, I don't think that one is something to gloat and laugh about.
Okay, but as producer, you hired a very inexperienced armorer, He ran a sloppy set. People said it was not run properly. He was the executive producer.
I'm admitting he may well be legally liable for those, for the reasons you mentioned, though, I don't know. But yes, you're exactly right about that.
Wow, I got 1 point. Well, everybody go to AnnCoulter.com. A lot of good stuff there. And make sure you follow Ann Coulter on Twitter. New column comes out tonight, right?
Yes, it does. And it goes back to something I wrote about at the beginning of COVID. And I was looking up one of the quotes I'm using because I knew I'd used it before. And I read my column from March 25th, 2020, when all the hysterics were running around with, like, chickens with their heads cut off. And oh my gosh, was I right?
Oh, okay. That'll be interesting.
So mention that.
Okay. Make sure you follow Ann Coulter on Twitter. New column will come out tonight. Go to AnnCoulter.com. Get all of her books. Ann Coulter, thanks for being with us.
Good to talk to you, Mark Simone. Bye bye.
All right. Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. You got to see this. This is Alec Baldwin last night. Video of him going to Woody Allen's house. He's going to visit Woody Allen, but a reporter is filming it. Watch Alec Baldwin go nuts and almost kill somebody again. Watch him take his umbrella and charge the guy until his wife stops him. Oh, also, this is a great video. Don Lemon is doing his cheap race baiting, and we're all racist, and America's racist. Watch Morgan Freeman straighten him out. It's a great video. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.